As I was saying, there's some bachelor's shagman of Yehuda Maseches Eiv and Daf Lamed Aleph. Yehuda said in the Brisa that a Torah Kohen may make an Eiv with Torah Truma on top of a Kaver. The way it can be done is by the Kohen being carried over the Kaver in a box, as described in the last Gemara. The Gemara asks, but the Truma will become Tomei as soon as it's placed on the Kaver. The Gemara says the case is that the Truma was not Moshe Lekabel Tuma. In fact, the Gemara, how does the Kohen get access to the Truma? As soon as he sticks his hand out of the box, it will become Tomei. The Gemara says he uses a flat piece of wood that's not a Keli and therefore can't become Tomei. In fact, the Gemara, the piece of the wood will act as an oil over the mace in the Kohen and will therefore still make him Tomei. Where it says the piece of the wood is not used in a tefach wide, and therefore can't act as an oil. If so, why do the rabbanon say that a kohen can't make an eruv like this? Where it says they say that one may not be kohena a dwelling place in a place that is also to benefit from, and it's also to benefit from a grave, and therefore that can't be a makom of a place where you can set your eruv, the place where you're going to be on Shabbos. How does Rabbi Yehuda allow establishing an Eiv over there? The Gemara says an Eiv is only established to help accomplish a mitzvah, and performing a mitzvah is not considered to have benefit from. Mitzvah lav lahadis lahadis nitnu. So maybe this concept that Rava says that that doing mitzvahs is lav lahadis nitnu is actually a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with it, and Rabbanan seem to argue. The Gemara says no. Rava would answer that all agree that performing mitzvahs is not is lav lahadis nitnu. Machlokes is the Rabbanan say an eiv may be established for any purpose, even not for doing a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda says an eiv can only be established to help someone do a mitzvah, and therefore it's never an eiv is never a case of hana. This din of Rav Yosef that one may establish an Erev only to help in the performance of a mitzvah seems to be the subject of the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Where it says Rav Yosef would say that all agree that an Erev may only be established for a mitzvah, and all agree that performance of a mitzvah is mitzvah lav l'hadis nitnu. The machlokes is whether once the Erev is established, the person cares if the Erev food remains intact for possible consumption at a later time. Rav Yehuda says the person doesn't care about that as long as the Erev has been properly established, and therefore the kever provides no additional benefit. It's not protecting the food. He doesn't care if the food protected. The Rabbanan say that the kever provides the benefit of protecting the food for a later time, and people want that benefit, and therefore it can't be used because you're having hana from the kever. Zok the Mishnah, a person can make an eruv using demai ma'aser rishon whose truma was taken, or ma'aser sheni or hekdesh that was redeemed. Also, a kohen may make an eruv using challah or truma. And as the Mishnah says, an eruv may not be made with tevel, with ma'aser rishon whose truma was not taken, or with ma'aser sheni or hekdesh that was not redeemed. The Gemara says the demai is not fit to be eaten, so it has to be used for an eruv. The Gemara says since the person can give away all his possessions and become a pauper who is allowed to eat the demai, it's considered fit for him now as well. The Mishnah said ma'aser rishon shenit l'termasoi. In fact, the Gemara, this is obviously fit to be eaten. So what's the issue? Mar said, we're talking about a case where the Levi took the Meiser before there was a chiyah for the owner to give Truma Gedoyla, before it was smoothed into a pile, and therefore Truma Gedoyla was never given. We would think that it's also, and therefore not allowed to be an Erev, to be used for an Erev. The Mishnah is telling us, like our Bavo, that in this case the Levi only needs to give his Truma's Meiser, not the Truma Gedoyla, and it's therefore fit to be eaten. However, had the Levi taken the Meiser after there was already a chiyah for the owner to give Truma Gedoyla, the Levi would have to separate Truma Gedoyla as well as Truma's Meiser before he'd be allowed to eat it. The Mishnah said, Meiser Shenish Vehekle Sheniftu. Obviously, this is fit to be eaten. The Gemara explains, the Mishnah is discussing where he gave the principal amount of the redemption, but not the additional fifth. The Mishnah teaches that the redemption is considered complete without the giving the fifth as well. It's the Mishnah said, "Avoloi betevel." In fact, the Gemara tevel obviously is not fit to be eaten. The Gemara says we're discussing something which is only tevel derabanan. For example, something grown in a flower pot without a hole. The Mishnah is teaching that even that is considered not fit to be eaten to the point that it can't be used as a neir. The Mishnah said, "Avoloi ma'aser rishon shenit l'termasoi." Obviously, affecting Gemara, this is not fit to be eaten. The Gemara says we're discussing where the Levi took his ma'aser after the produce was already smoothed into a pile, but before the owner separated from Gedoyla. One would think, based on Pesukim, that the Levi should not have to separate even the owner's portions of the truma. The Truma Gedoyla, the Mishnah teaches that he does, and until he does so, it's not can't be used in the air because it's not fit for him to be eaten. It's not fit for him to eat it. Mishnah said, "V'leib ma'aser sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu." This is obviously not fit to be eaten. In fact, the Gemara says they're discussing a case where it was redeemed but not properly. For example, the ma'aser sheni was redeemed onto coins that have no image, and the pasuk teaches that it has to be redeemed onto coins with an image. The case of hekdesh was redeemed onto land, and the pasuk teaches that hekdesh cannot be redeemed onto real property. Zok the Mishnah, if someone sends an Erev to be placed down by a deaf mute, a cheresh, a shaita, a katan, or by someone who doesn't believe in the Hilchas Erev, even if the Erev is properly placed, it does not have a din of an Erev. However, if the sender, or the one who desires to establish the Erev, arranges for a competent person to take the food from these people, and then to have the competent person place the Erev is effective. In fact, the Gemara of Huna said that a katan may collect the food needed for the joint owners of a chatzar to create an Erev Chatzaris. The Gemara says Erev Chatzaris is different, because once the food is placed, all are automatically joined to the Erev. By Erev, the one putting down the Erev must make a kinyan on the dwelling place. These people lack the capacity to make a kinyan. Mishnah said, "Oibiyad mishainim omid moid be'erev." Chis explained, the Mishnah is referring to a kuti. The Mishnah says, "V'yem omar li'acher le'kabli himenu harei ze'erev." We should be concerned that these incompetent people will not bring the Erev to the competent person. The Mara says, like Rav Chisda said elsewhere, the mission is discussing where the sender watches until the incompetent person reaches the competent person. In fact, we should be concerned that the competent person will not take the Erev and place it down as instructed. The Mara says, like Rav Yechiel said elsewhere, that we have a chazaka that a shliach does what he's instructed to do, and we can rely on that. Rav Chisda and Rav Yechiel, like the Mara, said their din regarding the following brisa. The brisa said, if someone gave an Erev to a trained elephant or monkey to place down, it's not a good Erev. If he instructed a competent person to take it from the animal and put it down as an Erev, it is a valid Erev. We should be concerned that the animal will not bring the Erev to the competent person. Rav Chisda says, the Brisa is discussing where the sender watches until the animal reaches the competent person. We should be concerned that the competent person will not take the Erev and put it down as he was instructed. Rav Yechiel said, we have a chazaka that a shliach does as he was instructed to do, and we can rely on that. Rav Nachman said, this chazaka is only to be relied on when we're dealing with the Rabbanan, not the Brisa. Rav Sheish said, this chazaka can even be relied on when we're dealing with the Brisa, that matters.